T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
There's the snap. Mahomes going to throw it. Lofts it into the end zone. Looking for Kelce. He's got him. Touchdown, Kansas City. Travis Kelce got past Jordan Poyer for the Chiefs touchdown. Mahomes goes shotgun. Takes the snap. Hands it off. It's a first down and more. Headed into the end zone for the touchdown is Darrell Williams. A 13-yard touchdown run off the left guard. Touchdown, Kansas City. Mahomes takes. Looks. Gets out of the pocket. Now he's going to keep it and run with it. Sees a first down, sticks, and he slides down at the 19-yard line. That is enough for a first down, an 8-yard pickup, and a fresh first down for Kansas City.
Listen, this is an explosive offense we went against, so you got to pick your poison a little bit. And I know the numbers statistically aren't good when we look at our defense against our offense, but you got to pick your poison here in terms of how you want to go about attacking them there.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I can't use the snark cannon, but can I snark?
You can try. Hold on. I'm getting a. I have a discerning look on my face as I evaluate snark.
I like that.
Yeah, we can't see each other, so I'm just letting you know. I got a look on my face.
So the whole philosophy of don't worry about it, we're going to let him run the ball.
Yeah.
Did that include the 13-yard touchdown run on 4th-and-1? Was that part of let's let him run the ball and score too, or was that just they just didn't actually play the ball? 4th-and-1, 13 yards. Nobody there going to make a stop on a run play there? Let the guy get outside and have wide open field to go? Huh? You know they had 7 runs of more than 10 yards last night? Most of them came from Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but one of them was a 4th-and-1 for 13 yards where the guy just bounces outside and there's nobody around. Also, the day's gone from bad to worse.
Uh-oh, what happened? Something with the Mets?
No, worse. ABC lost the rights to the Peanuts holiday specials. They're not going to be on free over-the-air television for the first time in my lifetime.
Oh, wow.
No Charlie Brown Great Pumpkin. No Charlie Brown Thanksgiving where they make toast and serve popcorn. No Charlie Brown Christmas where he gets the worst tree in humanity. They're gone to Apple Television. They bought streaming rights. They paid streaming rights for those holiday Brown. I mean, come on! Okay, now we can get back to Bills talk.
Quick thing, I think this is a good conversation about the Bills and their game plan.
Yeah.
Like I think there are multiple ways to even look at the game plan. So Tyler Dunn points out that, you know, McDermott saying they're okay getting gashed on the ground if it meant Mahomes wasn't putting the ball in the air.
Yeah.
And he put in parentheses as if the Bills reverted to their 2019 mode trying to win 17-14. I don't necessarily agree that plan meant the game will be 17-14. It means they're like
the game was supposed to be within reach.
Yeah, right. Like yesterday we talked about, oh, what does Belichick do? Right? Takes out your best player.
Yep.
Who's the Chiefs' best player?
Mahomes.
It's like, all right, fine. That guy's not going to beat us. Let's see if Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the run game can beat us.
Right.
And yes, it did beat them. You know, just because you lose a game doesn't mean that your strategy was you know, terrible throughout. The alternative could have happened. They could have said, we're never going to let them run. And if they get, you know, Mahomes throws for 420, what do we say? How could you let Mahomes throw all day? Like, at the end of the day, you only care if you won or you lost. And McDermott says, pick your poison. Now, if you want to say, why can't they just stop both? Why can't they have an elite defense? Well, I don't know what to tell you. Not a lot of teams slow down the Chiefs. The Bills kept them off the scoreboard. Granted, it was the Chiefs probably could have had more. I don't know what you're supposed to do against the Chiefs. My only answer with what to do against the Chiefs is what the Raiders did. Freaking score 40.
Yeah.
So by having the Chiefs whittle the clock down in the run game. Were they playing conservative? Were they playing smart? I just want to bring up one thing. Mike Clay points this out. It says what basically this mindset from McDermott does, says it's ammunition for being great against the run can prove costly because it invites the opposing team to throw it more. And I do subscribe to that. I agree with that. Every time, if I'm playing the best offense in the league, if I'm playing Brady, if I'm playing Mahomes, Russell Wilson, like the Seahawks are actually better than ever before. And why is that? Because they're running less. And the Bills' offense has been better than it has ever been before. Why? Because they're running less. Passing is better.
Yeah.
It works better. You get more points out of it. So apply that to the team you're playing against. Like, okay, let's have the Chiefs run it. You just got to be better at stopping it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they didn't plan on giving up, you know, as much as they did, but it was going to be, let's give them looks, encouraging them to run. And they didn't execute the stoppages of those looks. And flip it around the other way. The Chiefs gave the Bills looks, and every team in the league is giving the Bills looks to run. Devin Singletary's 8-man boxes, 1% of his carries. He gets all the room, and they're not executing it. So I guess it's a long way to say we're game theorying out run and stop the run, and the Bills don't do either one.
Yeah. No, I honestly think – I don't know that he necessarily had a score in mind, Jeremy. I think his thought process was, with this plan, it'll be close. It'll be a close game in the fourth quarter. I've got a chance to win this football game. Clearly, he didn't want to get into a scoring match, okay? We know that, right? He told Fox, we're not getting into a track meet. All right, so he's not thinking we're gonna Vegas Kansas City. But I don't know that he thought it's under 20, maybe he thought it was 24, whatever the magic number in his head. But I think he designs that game plan. First off, he doesn't anticipate them giving up 245 yards rushing. And he designs the game plan to keep the score close. So it's in play in the fourth quarter, which it was. You know, agree or disagree with the philosophy, it's a six-point game with 6.5 minutes to go and your defense can't get a stop. What he doesn't count on, I'm guessing, is the fact that they literally couldn't get a stop. That, okay, he's not going to beat us big, right? What did Hill have? Hill had 3 catches for 20 yards, killed your fantasy hopes or your guillotine league.
Right.
So he gets 3 for 20. Kelce had big catches. He had 65 yards, yeah, but he had 2 touchdowns. And he had a huge 20-yard catch.
Here's the thing. If you're going to play the way the Bills played, you can't get beat on that Kelce touchdown.
Right.
Especially the one in the corner.
Yeah.
I mean, those are your best players are
somebody,
over there.
Right. Trey and Poyer. Somebody get
right.
him.
Your best players are over there. Like, see, when you want to talk about, like, what you get upset about, it comes, again, down to expectation. What do we expect? Okay, they've agreed. The plan is we're not going to let them hit us for passing plays. We know who their big weapons are. And you've got two of your best players on defense in that spot, and it's kind of like an easy pitch and catch.
Yeah.
Like, that play can't happen. You want to say they can't get gashed on the ground? I'll say, actually, maybe they can. But the trade-off is you're not giving up that touchdown pass.
Or if you're going to give up all those yards – you're going to make them have long drives. At some point, you're hoping they're going to turn the ball over. We're going to get a third down stop. Anything. Right,
something.
Anything. And nothing, for the most part, nothing happened. If you look at their drive sheets, okay, if you look at the drive chart from the game last night, again, you're Sean McDermott. You're developing your game plan. My philosophy is they're not going to crush us in the passing game. Again, I don't think he figures. Maybe he figures, you know what, they'll rush for 150, 160, 170. Not a problem. We'll be able to make it work. 245 and 37 minutes time of possession, he's not banking on that. But if you look at their scoring drives, right, one of their touchdown drives were 12 plays for 75 yards, 13 plays for 82 yards. Their field goal drives, 10 plays for 75, 12 plays for 75. Those last two in the fourth quarter when it's a close game. So his theory, I think, in theory, I should say, yes, it would have been the correct approach. He's trying to figure out, hey, what's the best way we have to beat the Chiefs? I don't think it's outscoring them. We got to limit them. We got to figure out what we're going to do. We're going to let them run the ball. We'll keep them in check. And this will be a close game in the fourth quarter. And all that was on the table, but I don't think he banked on all these double-digit drives where they literally couldn't get him off the field with a third down stop.
And again, like you can say the Chiefs kept the Bills' offense off the field, but so did the Bills' offense, kept themselves off the field.
Oh, yeah. Well, they didn't. Like, what did they do in terms of drives?
It always goes to so-and-so kept you off the field. You trade possessions. You had the same number of possessions.
Look at what
they did with theirs versus what you did with yours. I mean, you don't have to put it all at the feet of the quarterback or the run game, however you want to say it. But you just don't, you know, the Bills offense didn't have bad luck to get rid of the ball, except for maybe the John Brown fall. Like, you had mm-hmm. as many chances with the ball as them. So, as bad as your defense was, does anybody, I mean, we haven't heard one call giving huge credit to the Chiefs' defense. Should we? Did they have a great game? Did they have a great game plan? You know, it kind of reminds me of the Tennessee game. I asked you after the Tennessee game, what was their biggest mistake in the game? And we couldn't even think of one.
Yeah.
What's the Chiefs? Right? Let's play it again. What's the Chiefs' biggest mistake in this entire game?
Penalties? I'm trying to think.
Penalty?
Yeah.
A punt? Like we're doing it 2 weeks in a row where this defense doesn't force mistakes and the offense isn't forcing very, very big mistakes. I get like it's a holding penalty on, or it's the pass interference on Diggs. That maybe that's it. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, putting them at the four, whatever. Yeah,
but you think about the Bills' offense. All right, it's 13-10 at the half, right? And you know, actually, you know, they take away the Hail Mary. You say, okay, great, give me a short pass. We'll trot out pass, and he really badly misses a 52-yarder. Okay, but Kansas City gets the ball. What happens? They punt. It's not a three and out, but they punt on the first drive. Okay, great. 13-10. Your offense has the ball. Four and out. Nothing on the first drive. And then Kansas City scores. What do you come back with? Three and out. I mean, the first two drives of the second half for your offense produced one first down. You didn't move the ball. They go from 13-10 eventually to 23-10. And then you finally put together your best drive of the game to make it a six-point game. And then again, we're sitting here talking about your defense. And on one drive, two 15-yard penalties. On the next drive, you gave up a third and 12, 37-yard pass. And right. you can't do that on a night when your offense is going point for point with Kansas City.
Right.
Because they didn't.
And after all that, you need to stop on third down. You have the ball, the chance to win.
Yeah, right. Or Clyde Edwards-Helaire, keep your knee up. No, I mean, right. That's why, as bad as it went for the Bills last night, if you come up with a stop there on one of those two field goal drives, you've got a shot in this game, and they couldn't do either.
It's, you know, the winners write the stories, right? Belichick wins Super Bowl 25, and it's we wanted them to run.
Let Thurman run, yeah.
The kick goes through. Is he still a genius? At that moment. I don't mean career-wise.
No, I mean, the Bills would have found a way to win.
I mean, the Bills win that game. Thurman's the MVP.
Right.
And the plan was we wanted them to run because they thought that offense is too good. I can't stay. Maybe the Bills are questioning their own offense. They knew John Brown's hurt. They wonder about this matchup. I don't know. I guess the fundamental question is, does that game plan that they have, which was, we can't get in a shootout and get them 40 points, is that a sign of a lack of faith in their own offense?
Yeah.
Which, you want to make a case for that? Sure. Dan writes in, was this the best game plan in the weather conditions? Well, Mahomes did not struggle.
No.
He had no problem with the conditions.
He was 21 of 26 for 225. He was
no
fine.
Problem.
Yeah. Josh was off target all night. Mahomes was fine. You know, in the pocket, out of the pocket, on the move, he was fine. He made the biggest play of the night with his arm, the 3rd and 12 pass. If you picked out one critical play, the 3rd and 12 pass puts them, not only keeps the drive going, they don't punt from their own 33, you don't get the ball back in a one-score game, that play puts them in field goal position, which mm-hmm. if they hit it, the game's over. It's a 9-point game. So that was the one big play he made with his arm. His legs first, and then his arm when he threw the ball, of course. 803-0550 to join us. 888-552-550. So I think we're going to Dan in Akron. Is that where we're going, Jonathan? Okay, Dan in Akron, thanks for holding on. You're on WGR.
I just want to beat the same drum with the defense. You know, 2 weeks ago someone called and said the defense was horrendous, and you guys didn't agree, and that probably was a little premature. I called last week, and you said, is it time to freak out? I said, it is. You didn't think so. I said Harrison Phillips and Trent Murphy should be selling snow cones. You said it's not like they're garbage. You know what? I think there's a significant problem on this defensive line that people are skirting by just saying, well, I never had real expectations anyways, so their complete failure and breakdown is to be expected. I'm not saying you're condoning that because I know you think it's abysmal performance. If you got a defensive lineman who's not performing, you know what the shot over the bow is? They make you split time with the rookie. It's almost unheard of that Leslie Frazier didn't even dress his two starting linemen. I don't think you guys or a lot of listeners understand the panic button that has been hit in one Bills drive with this defensive line. If you think Ed Oliver and a guy named Butler and another guy who I didn't even recognize his name.
Quentin Jefferson?
They're going to sustain us to the playoffs. You're nuts.
No, I think the offense is going to get them to the playoffs.
You think our defense is going to hold every team to 14 or 17?
I don't think they're going to play the Chiefs.
They're not supposed to.
I don't think they're going to play the Chiefs and Titans every week, man.
They're not good enough, and they're not supposed to.
They've already got four wins. They're going to get a fifth one next week, and then we'll see what happens against the Patriots. They play the Dolphins again, a team they already beat. Like, I don't know. No, I think the offense is going to get this team to the playoffs. Like,
and no one's defense holds everybody to 14 points in the NFL.
The Chiefs averaged 30 points a game. They had 26. The Titans are scoring. Hold on. The Titans are scoring on everybody. Everybody.
If you throw out the Bills game, Dan, in three of the last four Titans wins, they gave up 30 or more points in all three of those wins.
Yeah, like, this is the thing. Like, trust me, you're not wrong. And we do understand the panic button that has been hit on the defensive line. We've brought that up, that right now it's pretty clear what the Bills defense is doing is looking for any answer because they don't have any answers.
Yeah.
They don't have the kind of personnel that they can just say, like, oh, we're going to roll out there and stop Patrick Mahomes, because they can't. They can't stop Ryan Tannehill. They can't stop Ryan Fitzpatrick, right? So we know about the panic button. But it comes down to, yes, I think they can make the playoffs with a defense like this because teams do it all the time. And the Bills, you know, we've watched them have good defenses and lame duck offenses forever. The reason the excitement got up to fever pitch at 4-0 was because they were scoring a crap ton of points. And I'm ready to get back to that. I'll do whatever it takes to get back to the 30-plus points. It doesn't mean that I think that Trent Murphy and who's the other guy? Harrison Phillips are good or great. I don't, you know. I know they've hit the panic button.
I think looking in hindsight and putting a cap on it and saying, okay, yes, you did stop two great teams under 30 points. But I'm going to look at going forward. Let's look at statistics for playoff teams, if there is any, regarding
there are
how many teams have made the playoffs with zero pass rush and three sacks in six games. I just don't see it's sustainable. I understand that Tennessee and Kansas City put those points up on everybody, and you're right. I'm just saying, going forward, you have a absolute tragedy on the defensive line that gets pushed around like you've never seen before, and I just wonder how long and how far we can go with physical chairs on the defensive line.
I agree. I would ask you this. Like, this is one way to put it, because the Bills have had a couple sacks. The only way they're ever going to get to the quarterback, and the only way it ever feels like the defense is gonna be able to do that, is if the offense builds a lead and you pin your ears back, kind of thing, right? Like, one way your offense can help your defense is make the other team one-dimensional, finger quotes, whatever. Because the get off the field on third down sack when you need the ball back, we've seen this defense is not going to get that.
Hey, Dan, I think here's the formula. You still right, Dan? You're still with us, right?
I am.
We can all agree on this. We know this defense isn't as good as last year's. Nobody's going to debate that. So I think what they're looking for is the defense to basically be, whereas last year it was the driver of the vehicle, this year it's kind of a passenger. We're going to need you to be a complementary piece with what we hope is going to be consistently a top 10 scoring offense the rest of this season. We're going to need you to make the occasional stop. We're going to need you to come up big a couple times in Vegas in the second half. We're going to need you to just every now and then. I'm not expecting the defense to carry the day. I don't think anybody is. But we're going to need you to make the occasional key play. Get the sack every now and then. Get off on third down. Can you get a takeaway or two? Can you just get a stop and force a punt and do that? Be that kind of defense. Be middle of the pack or whatever. Be that defense. And hope that you continue to have a top 10 offense with an explosive passing attack. The last two games, they have not been that offense, and it makes the defense even more noticeable.
And further on this, like, the Bills' rushing offense, I think, is a major problem.
Bad.
And I'm one to always want a great passing offense, but there are going to be times, and like, whether it's the 4-minute drill to kill a game, or if it's they're backing off and stopping your pass offense. Going into this game, Football Outsiders DVOA had the Bills' passing offense ranked fourth and the rushing offense ranked 32nd. Like, when that happens, what will you do? Teams are going to see the Bills and say, we're going to stop you from passing the ball. The same way the Bills thought they would do that against the Chiefs last night, the answer is the Chiefs can execute and run the ball. and the Bills can't.
I just think that you're right. If we were average or even just serviceable, don't even need an all-star. If our offense is great and our defense is barely in the middle of the pack, we can do it. But
yep.
I think when you're in going into week 5 and 6 and you literally don't know who your front four are, I think that puts you one peg below a serviceable, adequate unit. That's just my opinion. I guess
yeah.
maybe he'll get the magic combination. And my last thought is shame, shame, shame on Star Latulé for opting out of this.
No shame.
Nope. No shame.
Goodbye.
At all.
Thanks, Dan. Next.
Yeah, no shame.
Let's not pick on someone for health concerns.
No,
please.
No shame.
That's just
absolutely
that's
not.
Ridiculous.
It's too bad that it's for the Bills, but no shame.
Nope. Let's see. I think we're going to Paul next, I believe. Maybe. Yep. Paul and Kenmore. Welcome. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. First off, no shame in Star at all. I'll say that. My point is, for the first time in 20 years, I would say, I felt we were in this game the whole time. I feel like our offense is there. We're there for the first time in 20-something years, I have not doubted this team being down. Beforehand, we're always like, oh, the defense needs to hold them to this. The defense needs to hold them to that. I don't care about the defense, to be perfectly honest, because I fully believe our offense can compete with anybody in this league. And for these people, and Jeremy, I get your point, the run defense or Howard, whoever, the run defense is atrocious. The defense is not playing at all at an elite level. But what defense does, the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Their defense stinks. They're atrocious.
Well, I don't think their defense is atrocious. It's certainly not their identifying factor.
But consistently, the final team's standing are the best offenses. And what you want is your defense to get it done when you need it done. Right. I know defense wins championships. The game's changed an awful lot. It's good to have a good defense. I think Pittsburgh might be the best team in the league.
I was just going to bring them up.
Because they have a good offense and a good defense.
I was just going to bring them up.
Their defense is very good.
Sorry, Jeremy. I was just going to bring them up from this point. Pittsburgh's defense last year was outstanding. But their offense was so bad. With Roethlisberger out, their offense killed them. Their offense and their quarterback play and not having Roethlisberger is why they didn't make the playoffs. Their defense was tremendous. Still, but if you're scoring 10 or 13 points, it doesn't matter how great your defense is. Two years ago, whatever year it was, Kansas City made it to the AFC Championship game and lost to New England. Their defense, statistically, rankings, if not 32nd, was in the bottom five of the league in most key categories. But they had such an amazing offense, it didn't matter. And should a guy not jump off sides against New England, they go to the Super Bowl that year. So it's kind of a sliding scale. I know the Bills' defense isn't elite. I don't need him to be elite. You can win without an elite defense as long as you've got a really good offense to come through for you.
And I think where we're at is, as bad as everyone thinks the run defense is, I get it. They have had successful run defense games and then got beat in the passing game. The Bills' rushing offense.
Yeah,
you know, you want to have a great passing offense, of course. That's more important than a good running offense. But treat the running game like we're talking about the defense. Be average at it. And they're terrible.
Yeah.
Like, they can't – there's a reason they're after Le'Veon Bell and that it didn't work. Like, I don't know. Should you try T.J. Yeldon and feature him a couple games?
Yeah.
Or should you completely wait for Feliciano to be ready to roll? I don't know. But when it comes to running the football, it's bad.
Well, do they have anybody who can get to the edge? Because between the tackles, there's no space.
Nothing happening. And, no, I don't think that Singletary has – and Moss either. Like, think about Zach Moss. Like, coming into this year, we saw Singletary average 5 yards per carry. They draft Zach Moss, and a lot of the lead up to the season is like, man, they got two guys that make guys miss, and this running offense will be a nice complement. And instead, neither of them's going anywhere. I'll give the stats again, because Nate Geary was just tweeting something out about this, that defenses are dropping two safeties.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're playing cover two and cover four.
Yep.
There's two ways to beat that. Short window passes. We've actually seen Allen do okay with that. But the other way to bring the second safety back in the box is to run the ball a little better.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting great run looks, and they're not running well against them.
Which is really confusing. It's not supposed to happen. If they're dropping and taking away the pass, how are your two running backs getting 15 carries for 42 yards?
There's no way you should be at 3.8 yards per carry. And I'm not saying this is all Singletary. This is the line. Say what you want. Mm-hmm. There's no way you should be at 3.8 yards per carry when Devin Singletary sees 8-man boxes 1% of the time.
Yeah.
1%. Last year it was 5%. It is unbelievable that they are that bad at running the football. And, you know, am I eating crow here? Because I don't really want them to be that good at running it.
Yeah.
I don't want them to be so good that it talks them out of passing, because passing's better. But
you need a few plays every now and then.
You need to keep the other team a little bit honest.
Yeah.
And that they can't do it at all is killing the offense.
It is Bills Football Tuesday, 803-0550 if you're on hold. More of your calls coming up. And then it's also wall-to-wall calls with Sal Capaccio. He is in for the extra – just came in right now. He is in for the extra point show today, and that is coming up from 10 to noon. 803-0550 to join us. Football Bills Football Tuesday is presented by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I don't think that it affected us too much. You know, I think obviously they ran the ball a lot more than we probably thought they would. That's just based off of the way we were playing them. We wanted to limit their explosive plays, 10 in the pass game on these explosive plays. And obviously it left some of the run game open, not being able to have 8 in the box. So it was a cat and mouse game with both teams, you know, chess match. And so we just got to continue to get better and stay together as a football team and understand that we're 4-2 right now. And got an opportunity to go play the Jets on the road. So a short week too, so that'll be able to get us off of this loss right here.
That's Jordan Poyer, some of his comments after the game last night. Thank goodness the Jets are on the schedule next. It is Bills Football Tuesday, 803-0550 to join us. We'll get to more of your calls in a moment. And a reminder that Sal is here, getting ready for 10 o'clock. So if you don't get in our final 20 minutes-ish, Sal, of course, will have nothing but 2 hours of your phone calls from 10 until noon, so stay tuned for that. Let's see where we left off. I believe it is Butch in Buffalo. Let me just make sure we got what we're doing. Butch in Buffalo is next up. Thanks for holding on, Butch. Go right ahead.
Howard, Jeremy, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I'm just going to say it to you like this. You know, Dennis Green said it a long time ago. They are who we thought they were. If you want to crown them, crown them. And the reason why Dennis Green said that at that press conference when they played the Chicago Bears years ago is because he wasn't respecting Chicago. And the media was. So he was telling the media, if you want to crown them, crown them. He said they are who we thought they were. One thing I'm going to blame this game, one I'm blaming on the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator. You know what they did in the beginning of the game? They respected Kansas City right off the beginning. Jeremy, Howard, you guys said it right on the offensive end. You know why the offense didn't perform? Because we thinking too much. No continuity. Just attack them. If you're going to attack them, attack them. If they intercept, they intercept. If they stop us, they stop us. On the defensive side of the ball, play hard. You pay top money for Trey White as the number one corner. Let him go press one-on-one. Get out that zone and put Josh Norman on the other side on left plus one and blitz the guy. And if he beats you, he beats you. But what we did was we respected him. And you know what? I was watching Patrick Mahomes sitting on the benches laughing all gilly. Because you know why? We respected him. And you know what? If we play our offense in the first 4 games, you know what we did offensively? We came out and we attacked. We didn't care who you were, what you played. And offensively now, the last 2 games against Tennessee, we playing tight end more. They always talk about John Brown and Cole Beasley. They're great receivers. I love them both. But let me tell you who our new guy is, who will star. His name is Gabriel Davis. And you put these 4 guys on the field, let them play like we did in the first 4 games, we'll win. If we will stop respecting other teams and play our game and let them stop us, we will get back to winning. Last night, you saw it on both sides of the ball. Even Sean McDermott, who I love as a coach, said, pick your poison. You know what it was? You was respecting them because you didn't want them to go over the top of your head. If you would have just played, if they would have went, if they went over the top of your head, so what? They went over the top of your head. Buffalo has to get back to playing their game and stop playing other people's game, and we will be back on track where we want to be.
By the way, the Bills' defensive plan is usually not let teams go over the top. Keep the safeties back.
Yeah.
They are based a defense that is based on we're not giving you the big play.
And that's what's working against this Bills' offense right now. Butch, by the way, good to hear your voice, man. Good to have you back and on the line with us. I get it. You talk football tends to drift to this conversation. Like, just be aggressive, just attack, because it feels better to go down swinging, right? Like, you're sending guys at Mahomes. I'm confident if they had done that, Mahomes would have had a career day against this defense, right? Like,
yeah, I think it would.
And maybe you have more respect for it because they're trying to get after him, or you're hitting him a couple times. But you know, like, it is harder than ever to play defense in the league. And whether it's the rules protecting quarterbacks or the rules protecting receivers, or it's the spreads, or it's the college systems and all these things that are coming in, like, it's harder than ever to play defense. You can't just roll out and say, you know, we're going to shut you down. We're going to stop what you do, because it just doesn't happen all that often unless you're like the Steelers. I just think you need an elite – what this team needs, my opinion, it comes down to a personnel issue. If I've got a defensive line that can get there, I can do anything. And I don't have that. I don't have anything close to it. Right? You don't have an edge rusher that ever gets there. Your defensive tackles, that's who got your sacks last year. Jordan Phillips was the penetrator. You don't have that anymore either. So where am I getting any sort of pressure? And because I can't get pressure, that means I know, well, the quarterback's going to have all day to throw it. I can either throw more bodies at him and he can beat me, or I can drop back, in which case I don't have run stuffing up the middle, so I'm going to get run on. So when it comes to pick your poison, I think Sean McDermott is not only picking poison when it comes to Mahomes, they're picking their poison with their own defense every week. Okay, we don't have the kind of defense that can dictate a game. So let's do the best we can to know what's going to be coming. We'll lay off and force them to run. We'll stop the run and make Derek Carr beat us, right? Like, that's what it is. I feel like that's what it's going to be the whole year. It kind of feels like Howard, in week 13 – I don't feel like you should complain about the defense, because like we
know what it is.
We know what it is. Yeah. It is definitely suffered the losses of the front seven. They are missing big contributors.
And beyond that, Butch, to your point, 2 points on defense. I'll follow up on Jeremy's point. We know what the defense is. It's not that good. And to your point on the front seven, guess what? They also don't – I don't think they have faith in two of the three cornerbacks that are out there in the nickel defense. They benched the nickel corner last night and played Cam Lewis, and then he got hurt. Teron Johnson's been struggling. The other cornerback spot was with Levi Wallace, and now it's with Josh Norman. So I think you're talking about a defensive coordinator and a head coach who aren't getting the pass rush, don't have linebackers making plays, although one guy's been injured, and they don't have two of the three cornerbacks can actually make plays. If they're going to blitz and sell out, two guys can't cover. And I think to your point on offense, think about last night. In that first drive, they came out, throw, throw, throw. And they went three and out. And in their touchdown drive in the first half, what did they do? They ran the ball 10 times out of 13 plays. They
with
scored
Allen,
on that drive
lot.
With Allen. He ran four times.
Because
he had more
he can
carries
run it
than Singletary and Moss. But I think, honestly, I don't know if Brian Daboll actually got nervous, but it almost looks like Allen came out. He misses two passes. He is bad last night. So if you want to say attack, which I believe is their philosophy, I really do credit Brian Daboll for that. I think he realized last night his quarterback was off. Now, I don't know how you coach around that. I don't know if you say, we're still going to throw the ball, we're still going to attack, we'll live with it, or if you say, how do I coach around an off night for Josh Allen?
And here's the other thing. Kevin Cole is tweeting out this about the Bills' game plan and what to do. Like, you know, you can say attack, 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 and it sounds good, but all that matters is if you win. And Kevin Cole from Pro Football Focus is writing about McDermott's plan to encourage the Chiefs to run. And he's pointing out that, like, you got what you actually wanted. Mahomes converted a 3rd and 14, a 3rd and 12,
yep,
and 2 out of 3 3rd and 7s. Mm. That's 4 opportunities to get the ball back.
Right.
So What you're missing is if you want to be the team that's going to say, run it on us, we're not going to let Mahomes beat us, when the plays come up where Mahomes, it's, all right, he has to beat us, and we've decided we're not going to let him, and he did anyway. And that's the MVP, that's the NFL MVP of 2 years ago and the Super Bowl MVP. You know, like part of this is I feel like we're a little bit back to losses to the Patriots causing a complete identity crisis, a little bit. Like, listen, I don't think the defense is very good. I had hoped that maybe they would have an average defense. It doesn't even look to be average at this point, yeah. But maybe not playing top offenses like they have so far. We could see some positive growth. But, you know, at the end of the day, like Tom Brady beat you. At the end of the day, it's Patrick Mahomes. You know, that's how this goes. Every team in the league is trying to figure out how to do this, and they have a loss on the schedule. How did they lose? The team scored 40. Oakland scored 40.
Vegas.
Sorry, did it again.
I'm going to fine you.
The other thing Vegas did, at least I didn't get it wrong there.
Very good. You got it right.
The other thing Vegas did, Vegas had the long, grinding runs and drives. The Chiefs are totally capable of coming back, but their defense couldn't get off the field against Oakland.
Right. Vegas.
So, Vegas. Look at that. Twice in the...
This is fun now. I'm actually enjoying this. You know what? Just do it on purpose now because it is really entertaining. Oakland.
Anyway.
All right. We'll get a break in. Hang on because we're going to get some more calls. And again, we're also, if we don't get you, you're going to get right on with Sal at the top of the hour. He is here. He is busy preparing. He is multimedia platform guy again with streaming coming up. No? We are okay, right? Yes, you're streaming. You can actually look at Sal while listening to him do the Extra Point Show. Added bonus, no extra charge. 803-0550 to join us. It is Bills Football Tuesday, presented by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Jeremy.
Yes.
I have a stat to follow up with your stat. Was it Mike Clay on the third down, or who had the third down passing stuff? Doesn't matter. You were mentioning the third down passing. So let them run. We're not going to give up big plays in the passing game. Okay. But when you do get them to third down, can you stop passes? No. For what it's worth, 14 third downs last night for Kansas City. 7 times they ran, 7 times they passed. They converted 4 of the runs, and they were 5 of 7 in third down passing. So if you're going to run and you get him into third and some favorable third downs, you still have to ultimately be able to stop Patrick Mahomes, and they didn't. He converted third down in 6, third and 7, third and 14, third and 4, and the big third and 12 with 37-yard pass. And oh, by the way, one of your third down run stops created a 4th and 1, and you gave up a 13-yard touchdown on 4th and 1. There's your third down issues, and the passing game was still problematic in spots. When they needed to keep drives going and they turned to the passing game, Mahomes was 5 of 7 and he hit some big plays, you know, a couple of third and double digits. That's not good.
Yeah, I mean, I would just go look at what the Chiefs do and how often they score a lot of points.
Yeah.
And it's tough measuring yourself against that Tennessee, too. The Chiefs and Titans played twice last year, once in the AFC Championship game. Yeah. How about their regular season game? It was like 33-30.
Shootout? Yeah, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely was. The these teams that score a lot, you know, like, that's just still where I want to be.
It's funny, though.
I still want to be with that group of teams as opposed to worrying about how I stop those teams. I want to outscore everybody. I'm still there.
It's so funny, though, to me, again, if you didn't see the game, it's so funny when you look at the score and say, like when New England played Kansas City, wow, what a great defensive performance that night. They lose the game, but Belichick's getting praise. He didn't have Cam Newton. And they stifled Kansas City for 3 quarters. They end up giving up, I think,
late
2 fourth-quarter touchdowns.
Yep.
But it's 26 points, and people are going, what a magnificent effort. The Bills gave up 26 points last night. Nobody's going to be praising Sean McDermott and the Bills' defense today. You know, because they had Josh Allen. They had their offensive starters. They weren't playing Brian Hoyer and Jarrett Stidham at quarterback. And they lose the football game. So it is weird how you look at one defensive performance and say, that's magnificent. Even in a loss, and then you look at this one and go, oh, what the heck, guys?
It probably comes down to, you know, points per drive. Did the Chiefs have 5 more possessions in that game?
Yeah, I mean, they had 8 drives last night.
Right, because they punted back and forth.
Yeah.
And that, you know, the offense for New England in that game with Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer moved the ball and turned it over in the red zone.
Yeah.
Like, Brian Hoyer was sabotaging their drives, and they still were able to move the ball against that Kansas City defense.
Yeah, 2 turnovers in the red zone. Yeah, they Kansas, think about that. Kansas City's high-powered offense had a total of 8 possessions last night. 8. I'm going to guess they've got to average in double digits.
Yeah.
I haven't done the math, but I'll if I have time here, I'll look up the New England game real quick just to see what they have.
There was one good thing that happened last night. One good thing. Josh Allen walking into the stadium wearing the Elite Season hoodie.
I saw that.
That was amazing.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That? A big thank you to him and to the Bills for posting that on social media.
You've made it, kid.
Well, Josh Allen is a big help. We sold, I want to say, about like 200 hoodies based off their tweet with that, like maybe in that neighborhood. So still rolling for the – it's October. This whole campaign is for the month of October for National Perinatal and Infant Loss Awareness, Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month for the month of October. National. Ronald Reagan did that way back when, Howard. Huh. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, anyway, we're up over – like we're closing on $15,000 now. Wow. Raised for the Western New York Perinatal Bereavement Network. So thank you to Josh for donning that. I mean, rocking on the way into the game is pretty cool, right?
Look who's here in studio today, by the way, kids.
Mr. Sal Capaccio.
2 days in a row.
Well, you're in here. I got to be honest with you. I think we're getting tired of seeing you around here all the time.
Well, yeah, that's why you're going to be not around here tomorrow, I suppose,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're driving me crazy. Too much Capaccio.
I'll be with Jeremy tomorrow for you. But, yeah, we have to do this. See, as I just tweeted out, guys, win, lose, draw, rain, wind, snow, doesn't matter. We do the extra point show. I have no idea if I want to subject myself to some of the things that are going to be happening, but hey, that's why we do what we do here.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Put on your armor and
it's all good.
And get
it's
going.
All good. I like to be the sounding board for the fans, win or lose, no matter what, especially after losses. There's going to be a lot to talk about. So people should call 803-0550 on the show. I know it sounds crazy, and I think Jeremy, both of you guys have hammered this point home today, but it is true. I don't want to completely go like flamethrower on the defense because I think that their philosophy was actually good and kind of worked. They just didn't expect to give that much up on the ground and they couldn't get a stop. But let's be honest. How many times have we watched the Buffalo Bills over the years do that to teams, have this really good running game, and then in the fourth quarter we're like, how the hell are they losing this game?
Right.
Right? Come on.
Yep.
That's what happens.
Right. The game was close in the fourth quarter, and I think that's the head coach's game plan philosophy was, let's get this game close and takeable in the fourth quarter.
100%. And by the way, that is Andy Reid. Now, not Patrick Mahomes with Andy Reid. That is how Andy Reid has coached his whole career, basically. Consistent. Stay with it. Just keep grinding. And in the fourth quarter, you'll be okay.
Yeah. I'll be listening, Sal. I'm excited.
I'll be listening. I have no choice. I'm in
the
studio.
I like music. I just walk around the house with my headphones on.
I know, right?
I'm listening to the whole show. I'm listening to One Bills Live. I thought Chris made a great point, and this is, to me, the disappointment in last night's game. He said it wasn't a must-win. It's a must-perform. And a caller kind of said that, too, and I think that's a great way to put it. They didn't need to win that game, but, man, you really wanted them to perform and show you're on the level. And right now, I think it's tough for Bills fans to kind of feel like they're on the level with the Chiefs and the Titans.
No doubt.
Hey, phone lines are open. Dial them up right now, and Sal's going to take your phone calls exclusively for 2 hours, 803-0550, as Bills Football Tuesday continues on WGR. It's presented by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.